Well, Galway United season continues this coming Friday night in the SSC Electricity League Premier Division when they travel to St Patrick's Athletic 7:45 in Richmond Park to be first fixture from their opening game after their return to the top flight. Delighted to be joined by the Galway United manager, John Caulfield. John, first things first, long time no chat.
Yeah, Darren, it was, we haven't spoken in a while and thankfully our form has been decent over the last 9 or 10 weeks. So, you know, the lads have done great and we're in the running now to the mid-season break. We've, you know, a couple of games to go before the break and, you know, we're nearly halfway through.
Yeah, as you're saying there, and I was afraid to text you one way in case I put the hex in you, but the form has been absolutely fantastic. You were proven difficult to break down anyway, which is something you need to do when you go into the top flight. But now in the last couple of games, John, the goals are starting to come a little bit.
Yeah, I suppose, look, at you know, the fact that we have the best defensive record, you know, is a credit to the team and the lads after getting promoted and coming up, because obviously the challenges this year have been much higher. And but on the other end, we hadn't been scoring many goals. And I suppose that's the area that we looked at and trying to improve. But in the last week, I suppose, away to Drogheda at home to Dundalk, we got 5 goals, Darren, so that was pleasing. And, you know, a lot of work has gone into trying to convert chances. So maybe, hopefully it's a good omen for us going forward, but certainly overall the lads have done really well. And, you know, coming up to the Premier Division, stability and surviving was the main aim, obviously. And, you know, halfway through the season, we're well on course and we're in mid-table and we're doing well. And, you know, the lads have worked so hard. And I think, you know, our supporters have been fantastic. The crowds at home and the atmosphere has been brilliant. Away from home, we brought a really strong travelling group with us. And, you know, they can see that the lads are giving everything on the pitch, and that's all you can ask for.
And that's exactly it, John. And of course, you said we are only halfway through. There's still a lot to play and we'll focus in on St. Patrick's Athletic and just after the next question. But like the great run, you're on 9 games unbeaten. Of course, you want to keep that maintaining. But I think that draw of the game, as you mentioned, to get those 2 late goals, it showed the determination of your team to keep battling until the final whistle.
Yeah, absolutely, Darren. I suppose that's a feature of, you know, this bunch of lads. Most of them were with us. They were all with us last year. And, you know, so we've been together a couple of years and they stepped up to the Premier Division. But, you know, their honesty and their work rate and playing to the final whistle, you know, has been a common trend throughout all last season and again this season. And obviously, you know, you could see the way teams are fluctuating. A couple of wins brings you to the top half. A couple of defeats brings you to the bottom half. And that game against Drogheda was a huge game because with 5 minutes to go, they'd have been 3 points behind us. And 5 minutes later, there were 9 points behind us. So it was quite significant. And, you know, but it just shows you how tight the games are. But look, at the lads have been a tremendous run. It's, you know, brilliant to think that we're 9 games unbeaten. And, you know, but every game is such a challenge and it's so tough. But look, we're giving as good as anyone. And I suppose the pleasing thing is that, you know, there's been great excitement for the fans. And, you know, I think they've been pleasantly surprised with how well the team have done the first half of the season, but it's a long, long way to go. And, you know, we've the second half to come, Darren, and we have the cup to come. So a long way to go yet.
Yeah, long way to go. But even if we go back to the first game, as we saw in St. Patrick's Athletic, and when you go up to that disastrous start with the Jamie Lennon's goal after just 3 minutes, you know, there's been many teams, John, you would have seen many yourself, but you got it over the years and would have got spooked for a bit. But you didn't. It took a while, supposed to get a consistent run of results. And now we're coming into this game on Friday night, 7 points ahead of the team that beat us that day.
Yeah, it's hard to imagine that. And obviously, managerial change as well, which at that time they were coming off the back of last season winning the cup, and John Daly, and you know, subsequently he was sacked and he moved on to Dundalk, and obviously Stephen Kenny has come in. You know, I think it's the highest earner in League of Ireland history as a manager, and you know, obviously he was the international manager up to a few months ago. So I suppose we all know Stephen Kenny's record and the plans, the fact that he took a 5.5-year deal with St. Pat's and the investment and the money that's going to be invested for them to achieve success. So, you know, he's only taken over 2 or 3 weeks. So we know what he does and what he's done in the past. So it's a massive challenge to us. But look at Darren, we're really looking forward to it. Your form has been good. Our away form has been good. And we've been sort of like if anything, it was our home form that was causing us the problems early on and with some of the results. But thankfully, in the last number of weeks, we've turned that around as well. But, you know, it's a massive challenge again for St. Pat's. It's hard to imagine they're so far behind us after the opening game this season when they look so strong. But that's the way it is, and that's the nature of this league. And happy days for us that we're in the top half of the table at the moment.
And that's where we want to be. But of course, I was going to ask you about Stephen Kenny. And look, we know his profile. You've gone up against him numerous times in the past too. He's a great League of Ireland pedigree as well. It looks like he hasn't been getting his look so far. Two late goals costing him 3 points in those opening three games. But we both know, John, he'd be desperate to get that first win off, first win up and running, and they'll be targeting again this Friday night.
Yeah, well, I think, look, he ran into playing Derry, who are in the top two, Shelburne, who are top. And he lost both of those games. And obviously then, Bohemians last weekend, Dublin Derby, they were 2-1 up, played really well, should have won the match, and Bowes equalised in the last kick of the game. So, you know, he'd probably be frustrated with that, I'm sure. But at the same time, you know, he's only in the door a few weeks, and you know, there's no doubt he'll turn them around. For us, obviously, he's making sure that, you know, we know that going up here, that and but we must play to our strengths. And Darren, obviously, we know Pats are very good in there's areas that are very strong in it. But we've been working all week on areas that we think we can cause some problems. And you know, hopefully we can, and the atmosphere and the spirit within the group is tremendous. And you know, the most important thing for us is keep our feet on the ground and work as hard as we can every week. And when we do that, then we've proven that we're a difficult team to play against, and that's what we want.
Because we did talk about the goals going in, especially in the last two games against Drogheda and Dundalk, which you've built this season up so far, John, on being so solid, organised as well, and building from a defensive organisation into attacking situations. Like with St. Patrick's Athletic, we know they have firepower in the likes of Chris Forrester and Jake Mulrandy. I know Rory Keating might be injured for this game too, but would that be a key factor, how your defence deals with the St. Patrick's Athletic attack?
Yeah, the big thing with St. Pat's is that they're very slick, very quick in the wide areas, and you know, play a very much a sort of a 1-2 passing game in the opponent's half. So, you know, we need to be, our concentration levels need to be high, and we need to be very disciplined with our tackling, which we are, you know, every week. But it's likewise at the same time, you know, there will be plenty of opportunities for us on the counter attack, and we need to make sure that in those scenarios that we can exploit them. And we've done well in that, Darren, in many of the matches. But you know, again, Friday night's a new challenge, and you know, again, we'll have a massive crowd with us, and you know, we're looking forward. There's a great rapport, as I said, with the players and the fans, and that's what you want. And look, we're looking forward to the game. We know how difficult it is, but as I said, every week, every game is difficult, but the lads have applied themselves well, and we need to do the same again on Friday night.
And look, it's making the trips from Dublin shorter at the moment, and long may that continue. Just a couple of questions, John, before I let you go. Of course, you've plenty of firepower yourself in the team. I won't go through them all now, but one person that has been stepping up again from the back there too, but making a big impact, is Maurice Nugent. Another goal for him last week.
Yeah, absolutely fantastic, Dario. Maurice, one of our lads who came through the academy, had a few injury issues last year, but to be fair to him, came through them and played a big part of last season. And this season then, unfortunately for him, he was injured in pre-season and missed the opening 5 or 6 matches. But to be fair, he's come in and got his opportunity in the last month, and he's got 3 fantastic goals for us. You know, he obviously got the winner away in the Bohemians. He got the equaliser up in Drogheda last week, and then, of course, got the fantastic header last week against Dundalk. So, you know, it's brilliant for Morris and brilliant for us, because he's a wholehearted player. And, you know, it's hard to imagine that in the last 3 weeks from Morris, he's got 3 goals in a row. But long may that continue for us, Darren.
Yeah, well, Stephen Walsh started doing this. Maybe he's jumping on that one there too. Hopefully so. John, just before I let you go, I know you'll be solely focusing Friday, but looking ahead, a couple of games left before you have the midterm break and a chance to reassess the first half of the season.
Yeah, absolutely. I think Friday night is our halfway point game. Obviously, Darren, you have the mid-season. We end up with a home match on Thursday week against Drogheda, which will be a vital match. And then the mid-season break is on for a week. And then when we come back, you know, from after that, we reassess everything. And obviously, the transfer window opens in July, and certainly there will be a few players coming in, and obviously there'll be a few players with their loan agreements up going back. So, you know, so there'll be a small bit of activity there. But look, there's a lot to focus on before that.